This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. 57 degrees now. Tropical storm Helene is rapidly approaching the Gulf of Florida, and the surrounding areas are under a hurricane watch. Fox Weather's Steve Bender has the latest predictions on the evolution of this storm.
A monster storm, one that is rapidly intensifying. You're going to hear that phrase because of the strength that's going to undergo. So Tropical Storm Helene right now going towards the Yucatan. It's going to hit the channel between the Yucatan Peninsula and western Cuba, and then it's going to curve back around, hit the eastern Gulf by Thursday evening. Expected landfall in the Big Bend region, 115 miles per hour. That means a Category 3 hurricane. That's a major hurricane. A big component of this is not only the intensity, but how large Helene is expected to become, over 400 miles wide.
Police have provided an update following a deputy-involved shooting Monday morning outside Cessna Elementary in South Wichita. Investigators say a 46-year-old man and a 30-year-old woman had argued as they were dropping their children off at the school. The man shot the woman in the chest. When the sheriff's deputy arrived, the man pointed his gun at the deputy and then held it to the woman's head. The deputy fired two shots, hitting the man. Officers assisted in getting the weapon away from the man. Police Chief Joe Sullivan praises the response from the school.
We're in constant communication with 259, but in this case, I don't know what could have been done differently.
Police believe the man and woman will survive. A woman who is a foster mother and also ran a Wichita daycare center has been charged with child abuse.
29-year-old Aisha Hall was in court Tuesday and charged with two counts of abuse of a child. The KDHE says a child living at Hall's home was found with second-degree burns on September 5th. Two other children were found with bruises and scratches on September 6th. Those two children, one of them a foster child, were placed into protective custody. Hall operated his Loving Hands Home Child Care on North Erie until the KDHE issued an emergency order to suspend her daycare license. Hall is free on a $25,000 bond. Her next court date was set for October 7th. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Police have released the name of a man who was shot and killed at a North Wichita apartment complex. 38-year-old Daryl Clark of Wichita was shot Sunday at the Inwood Crossing Apartments in the 3500 block of North Inwood. A 35-year-old woman was arrested early Monday morning on suspicion of first-degree murder. At Tuesday's Wichita City Council workshop, Fire Chief Tammy Snow provided a review of 4th of July fireworks activity.
Snow says there was only one structure fire related to fireworks, which resulted in $10,000 in damage. Overall, 36 injuries were reported, and 1,160 calls were submitted to the fireworks complaint hotline, with 719 of them originating within the city limits. While citations increased by 580%, Snow said they gave people more than enough warning.
We're pretty soft-hearted, so we'll give you a couple warnings, even though we're not supposed to. And we said this year we were going to draw a line in the sand. We weren't going to do any citations. Some of the ones that we went back to that received fines this year are people that we had warned from the 27th through the 2nd.
Planning for the 2025 holiday will start Wednesday. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Speaker of the U.S. House Mike Johnson looks to Democrats to prevent a partial government shutdown.
House Speaker Mike Johnson is expected to put a measure to keep the government open through December 20th up for a vote, requiring a two-thirds vote to pass. Facing GOP opposition, Johnson asking Democrats for help to move it forward, calling this the last available play. The speaker coming up short last week with a package offering a six-month stopgap that included a measure to require proof of U.S. citizenship for voter registrations. The latest legislation includes $230 million in funding for the Secret Service. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer urging House Republicans to expedite passing it, stressing the Senate will move quickly once receiving the bill. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
The deadline to fund the government is October 1st, when the 2025 fiscal year begins. KNSS News Time now, 6:05, 5 minutes past 6 o'clock. KNSS News Time now, 6:09, 9 minutes past 6 o'clock. During a workshop Tuesday, the Wichita City Council discussed solar energy. Sedgwick County Commission Chair Ryan Beatty tells KNSS News the county's been dealing with solar power in unincorporated areas for some time.
These are projects that are typically 1,000, 1,500, sometimes 2,000, 3,000 acres. So that we had a year of a moratorium on all solar of that size in Sedgwick County while we worked out some of the policies and protocols and regulations we wanted to govern the use. And we just finished that up last month.
Beatty commented during his weekly chat with Stephen Ted in the Morning here on KNSS. President Biden delivered what could be his final address to the United Nations as he nears the end of his White House tenure. Fox's Rich Edson reports.
In his final address as president to the United Nations General Assembly, President Biden acknowledged he's leaving office with intensified fighting in the Middle East, wars in Ukraine and Sudan, and an expansionist China in the Pacific. Though he says he's had successes, rebuilding American alliances and withdrawing the U.S. from Afghanistan. Republicans have criticized that withdrawal as chaotic and the beginning of what they say is a failed foreign policy. Israel is fighting Hamas in Gaza and now Hezbollah in Lebanon. Hamas still holds Israeli hostages and seven Americans. The Pentagon announced this week that it's sending what it described as a small number of additional troops to the Middle East.
In his speech, President Biden also addressed the pressing issue of synthetic opioids, categorizing them as a national security threat against the backdrop of unprecedented fentanyl confiscations at the southern border. A Halloween chain store has pulled a costume from its website that some found offensive.
The bullet belt costume is designed as a punk rock accessory. Nonetheless, there's been backlash against Spirit Halloween stores for carrying it. Customers objecting that it's being marketed as part of a student costume after a spate of school shootings across the country. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 6:11, 11 minutes past 6 o'clock.
Traffic at the moment here in the Wichita area looking pretty good. Good traffic volumes out there. Really not seeing too many issues as far as things go on the roadways. And the gasoline prices, little variance here and there. $2.99 at the high end, and at the lower end, I'm seeing some places maybe around 285 or so. So that's what we've got here in the Wichita area this morning. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Now the forecast with meteorologist Ronell Williams.
The clouds have cleared out, high pressure building right back in, which is going to make for a pleasant day. Winds are going to be light, mainly out of the north at 5 to 15 miles an hour. Grab a jacket this morning. Won't be needed during the afternoon, though. Under mostly sunny skies, we warm back up to a high of 79. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Ronell Williams.
Now a clear sky, north wind at 8 miles per hour, 54 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Stephen Ted on this Wednesday morning, September 25th, mostly cloudy day across south central Kansas Tuesday. Wichita's high temperature was 73 degrees. Normal high for the date is 80. Good morning, Ted Woodward.
Hello.
On this date in 1973, multiple families of tornadoes, among them one violent F4 and three strong F3s, roared from around Lindsberg through Salina here in Kansas to 7 miles northeast of Beatrice, Nebraska. The combined length of the tornado tracks was around 150 miles. The tornadoes caused around $6 million damage, killed one person, injured 46. Salina was especially hard hit. That was on this date in 1973. And on this date in 1957, going back a few years before that, nine black students who had been forced to withdraw from Central High School in Little Rock, Arkansas, because of unruly white crowds, were escorted to class by members of the U.S. Army's 101st Airborne Division and the National Guard. It was in 1957.
The National Park has a museum there across the street from the high school, and it is a great museum.
Is it really? Okay. I have to drop in to see that.
It's really interesting.
Thailand's landmark marriage equality bill has been officially written into law, allowing same-sex couples to legally wed. Law was published in the Royal Gazette after endorsement by Thailand's king and will go into effect in 120 days. This means LGBTQ plus couples will be able to register their marriage in January next year, making Thailand the third place in Asia after Taiwan and Nepal to allow same-sex marriage. The bill, which grants full legal, financial, and medical rights for marriage partners of any gender, sailed through both houses of representatives and the Senate in April and June, respectively. So, there you go. That's in Thailand.
What were the other two countries?
Nepal and Taiwan.
Nepal? That surprises me.
Nepal's had to be one of those little tiny countries.
It's not very accessible.
Yeah, really. Oh, we don't. Isn't that where that first scene in Indiana Jones is played out? Is that Nepal or? It's like the, you remember the scene where they're all at a bar.
Where
something?
They're all drinking, yeah.
They're drinking.
That's somewhere in that area.
All right. Somewhere up there in the Himalayas, maybe. 6:15, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. And, Ted, consumer confidence is being measured, as always, in the U.S. And it's dropped to its lowest point in 3 years, according to new data from the Conference Board. The Consumer Confidence Index fell nearly 7 points to 98.7 in September, the biggest one-month drop since 2021. Survey found consumers were more pessimistic about future labor market conditions and less positive about future business conditions and future income. Wow. I haven't had any lack of confidence. I think we're doing pretty good. All right, Steve and Ted in the morning here, 6:15. And this is day three of the strike, machinist strike at Textron Aviation here in Wichita. And I've made contact with the picketers over there at Webb Road and Central.
Mm-hmm.
Earlier this morning, and it's a good possibility we're going to hear from one of those picketers later on this morning.
Okay,
right around 7:30, and we'll find out, getting from their perspective, what's going on over there. 6:16 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
You think our economy's going good? I'm going to disagree with you on that.
I'm doing fine.
We got record numbers of homeless people, can't afford housing. You think things are going good?
Homeless. My housing. I got a house. I'm doing fine.
A lot of people don't.
Everybody I know does.
Huh. I guess I'm going to disagree with you on this.
When you think about the homeless, though, okay? They're there. They're not going away.
There's more than there used to be.
And they're not moving into houses. They're there.
It's because people can't afford housing anymore. People can't afford anything anymore.
Have you ever... Okay.
Go ahead. Say it.
Talk about the homeless people. Do you really think they're in the market for a house?
Some people
to buy
are.
A home?
Well, I'm not even saying home. I'm even saying just getting a decent priced place to live. Can't do it.
Well, that's why they're
people
homeless.
People are just getting hammered in this economy. I don't think it's going that great.
I think it's going great.
I guess we're loggerheads on this one.
This economy has never been stronger than it
really?
Is right now. Oh, low unemployment. Inflation's coming down. It's been up. It's coming down. Gasoline prices coming down.
Okay.
My 401k going up. My house is paid for. I have no debt.
That's the key.
What?
Well, I'm
the only one.
You don't have to make a house payment. Your housing is taken care of.
Maybe I'm the only one.
Well, I'm glad you're in that situation. That's the situation everybody wants to be in.
Well, I know. We're very fortunate. We're very blessed, but. And I know some folks are not doing well, but there are other people who don't think a 26% raise over 4 years is enough, too. So
that's part of the equation, too.
Yeah. 6:18, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Steve and Ted, we got some sports to talk about this morning. Meet off sports with Ted Woodward. Ted?
Yeah, we've hit the final week of the baseball season in Major League Baseball. The Kansas City Royals trying to make the playoffs. The Royals, of course, scored zero runs on Saturday, zero runs on Sunday, and the day off Monday.
Not good.
In the action last night, beginning a three-game series in the nation's capital against the Washington Nationals. First nine innings, the Royals got zero runs. 27 straight scoreless innings. But the Royals pitching staff held Washington to zero runs. So we go into the 10th inning, and the Royals get an inherited runner at second base. Maybe that'll help out.
1-1 on Bobby. Now the pitch. And a swing and a grounder left side. Coming in the shortstop, Nunez. Double clutches, throws to first. Ball gets away from the first baseman. Here comes Isbell to score. And the Royals score the first run of the night here in the 10th inning. It's 1-0. Nunez, the shortstop, double clutch with Bobby flying up the line. And then by the time he did throw, it was kind of a weak throw. And it got away from Yepes, the first baseman. And Kyle Isbell comes all the way around to score. 1-0 Royals, Bobby at first base, one out.
Those might be some of the happiest high fives in a dugout in quite some time. The seal has been broken.
Ooh, you heard that game last night on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
What was the final on it?
1-0.
Just 1-0.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the Royals pitching staff had to throw a 10-hit shutout for the Royals to get a win. But the Royals snap a seven-game losing streak with that win. Starting pitcher Cole Reagans went six innings, only gave up three hits. He has an ERA in the month of September of 1.08.
Better let him pitch every night.
And even better news, the Royals win, the Twins lose. So, here's where we are. The Royals now have a two-game lead for a playoff spot with five games to go. And the ESPN metrics say that gives the Royals an 82% chance to make the playoffs. But each day is a different day. So the Royals are now on the road again in the nation's capital tonight to take on the Nationals. 5:30 p.m. Listen live on KFH.
So we're under the impression they have to win every game from now on, but not necessarily.
Well, not if the Twins lose.
If they lose,
if the Twins keep losing, then the Royals are fine. But if the Twins win, then things get tight.
Absolutely.
So we'll see how things go. But the Royals did get a win last night, even though they only scored one run, and the offense continues to struggle mightily. Let's take a look at, we have some women's soccer here in town tonight on the west side. The Friends women hosting Evangel at 5 p.m. The Friends women's soccer team has won three of its last four, off to a 1-0 start in the conference. And we got a little Shocker football. We'll talk some Shocker football. 70 years ago on this day, the Shockers, with a home game at Veterans Field, beat Utah State 32-7. As the Shockers outscored their opponents 101-14 in winning their first two games of the season.
This is in football?
Yes.
Okay.
And that, of course, the Shockers, that may have been one of their best teams ever. The Shockers would be on their way to a 9-1 season under head coach Jack Mitchell. Started out 2-0
Jack Mitchell,
year.
I was thinking that right after the war, they had some pretty good football teams.
Yeah. And that's a team that should have gone to a bowl game. But
wow.
A long story behind
Jack
that.
Mitchell. Did he wind up at KU?
Yep. He went to Arkansas, and then he ended up a long time at KU.
All right.
You nailed it. Yeah. There you go. That Shocker football win. Wow. 70 years ago on this day, off to a 2-0 start. That is sports with Steve and Ted.
6:22 now. Keep it here for Dr. Sanjay Gupta. What diet is best for weight loss? That's coming up. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSA.
This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, 6:30 KNSS. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward here on this Wednesday morning, 54 degrees. Recent rains have not helped much with the drought in South Central Kansas. Sedgwick County Commission Chair Ryan Beatty tells KNSS News, people may not realize just how serious the water problem is.
We have a finite source of water. And the one thing we cannot control is the rain. So we need to be innovative. We need to be really think about conservation. But we also need to think about technologies. And what technologies can we use, not just in ag, but in general use, in industrial. Many people don't realize how much advanced manufacturing uses water.
Beatty commented during his weekly chat with Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS.
At yesterday's Wichita City Council workshop, we heard an update about the city's violence interrupter program.
Staff have been working the past 3 months expanding their presence and building relationships with at-risk youth and their families. Thus far, 61 families have been served by the program, and 10 known incidents were prevented. $1.5 million in ARPA funds were used to get the three-year program up and running. Councilmember Brandon Johnson says with the program's success thus far, it's important to keep the momentum going.
I would challenge us now and then to consider their funding as important as law enforcement and keep it up as a city.
City staff recommend an additional $1.6 million in ARPA funding to run the program through September 2026. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
A deadly assault in Lebanon has claimed the lives of Hezbollah terrorist group members. Fox's Mike Tobin reports from Tel Aviv.
Another assassination by airstrike in Beirut's crowded Dahia neighborhood. Israel says Hezbollah missile and rocket commander Ibrahim Mohammed Kabisi was killed as he met with other Hezbollah operatives. It's a second such assassination since Israel escalated this deadly pressure campaign against the militant Shiite group. Israel's prime minister again addressed the people of Lebanon, urging them to break free from Hassan Nasrallah and Hezbollah. With the IDF chief of general staff promising the intensity of the air campaign will only increase, Israeli fighter jets are unchallenged over Lebanon. They've struck 1,500 targets at will, dropping over 2,000 munitions. The IDF says they've hit weapons storage and rockets ready to fire.
A major pharmaceutical company faces Congress on drug prices.
Lars Jorgensen, the CEO of Novo Nordisk, which makes the popular obesity drug Ozempic, as well as drugs to treat diabetes, facing questions about medications that can cost hundreds of dollars a month.
We don't decide the price for patients. That's set by the insurance companies.
Jorgensen says he's happy to work with Congress on solutions and says no single company can solve the issue of high drug cost alone. Some lawmakers point out Ozempic can cost less than $100 a month in some European countries. On Capitol Hill, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
The Farm Bill is set to expire Monday, and U.S. Senator Jerry Moran from Kansas says farmers are faced with a bill that is out of touch with current needs.
Crunch in Kansas agriculture is real, and I've seen it. I've heard it from the bankers who lend money to farmers. And I've heard it from equipment dealers and equipment manufacturers. There's just nothing moving.
Senator Moran says the current bill, passed 6 years ago, can be extended, left to expire, or Congress can pass a new farm bill. He adds that moving the bill forward may extend into next year as both sides wait to see how the election plays out.
A man was killed when a semi hit his tractor in North Kansas Monday night on Highway 36 in Republic County. Kansas Highway Patrol says a tractor operated by 38-year-old Andrew Pumphrey of Mankato, was westbound when a semi struck the tractor from behind, pushing the tractor into a ditch. Pumphrey was ejected and died at the scene. The semi's driver and passenger, both from Lucas, were injured. Now look at the forecast with meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
The clouds have cleared out, high pressure building right back in, which is going to make for a pleasant day. Winds are going to be light, mainly out of the north at 5 to 15 miles an hour. Grab a jacket this morning. Won't be needed during the afternoon, though. Under mostly sunny skies, we warm back up to a high of 79. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
And now we have a clear skies. North wind at 8 miles per hour, 54 degrees. At Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. September 25th on this date. In 1789, the first United States Congress adopted 12 amendments to the Constitution and sent them to the states for ratification. 10 of the amendments became the Bill of Rights. There you go, the birth of the Bill of Rights on this date.
They wrote the document and they had to amend it immediately. Okay. 10 times. Yeah. Still around.
A snowmobiler who nearly died when he crashed into a military helicopter that had been parked on a Massachusetts trail, has been awarded $3.3 million for his trouble.
Oh.
In a ruling handed down Monday, U.S. District Judge Mark Mastriani criticized Jeff Smith for failing to operate his snowmobile safely, but ultimately determined the U.S. government was 60% responsible for the March 2019 crash. The financial settlement was just a fraction of the $9.5 million that Smith, who's a lawyer, had asked for, according to court paperwork. This guy's a lawyer. Why, it asked for $9.5
million. Why wasn't it 60% of that?
The crew of the Black Hawk helicopter was in the midst of a training exercise when they decided to set down on a trail in an abandoned airfield that's often used by snowmobilers.
Mm.
And this guy just ran into a helicopter and almost killed himself in the process. Well, he's got to, you know, on a tart or a tort thing like that, the jury will award and judges will award percentage-wise at who's at fault as they assess who's at fault for it. That, okay.
Well, we know that story didn't come out of Kansas. It doesn't snow here anymore.
Doesn't snow very much here. Gosh, when was the last time it snowed? Did it snow this winter at all?
It did.
Did it snow at all?
Not very much.
Man, I don't remember if it did. Don't remember seeing snow on the ground. All right, City Council having a workshop yesterday and an update on the fireworks over the 4th of July. Ted, there were 1,160 calls on submitted to the fireworks complaint hotline, 1,160, with 719 of them originating within the city limits. And if you heard our soundbite a few minutes ago, Tammy Snow, the fire chief, was saying how some of these people had been warned lots of times, and they finally had to write them a ticket when they were. They kept warning them, and they said, "Oh, you're going to write a ticket." And they finally, apparently, had to do some citations on folks who violated our fireworks code. 36 people injured during the holidays, and only one structure fire. Go back to
I guess that's the good news.
I go back to the mid '70s when there was just one 4th of July. I remember that it was just
Happened crazy everywhere, all the time.
And if it's in this one summer, it just is like there were like 50 house fires in one 4th of July.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Weekend. That was when they still had bottle rockets, so I guess that's,
I'm sure that didn't help.
That's probably what was doing it. All right. 6:38, Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNSS. Time for the KNSS Commodities Update.
Oh, here's Mr. Fireworks.
Yeah. Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, sir.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted. The live cattle and the feeder cattle futures Tuesday had some two-sided trading. They also scored new highs for the upside and closed mostly on the positive side. Now, technically, the cattle complexes became overbought and due for a correction. There was no action in our feed yards. Lean hog futures also traded mixed and made new highs for the current move and closed positive yesterday. Now, the possibility of an East Coast and Gulf Coast dock worker strike is not good news for U.S. beef or pork exports. At the close yesterday, December live cattle, 57 cents higher at 184.40. November feeders, 65 cents higher, 243.40. And December lean hogs were up 10 cents at 74.97. Now, Tuesday, only the soybean futures closed positive after early session highs for the week were made by the wheat, corn, and soybean futures. China has now pumped $113 billion of stimulus into their economy, and we saw yesterday the Dow and the gold make all-time record highs once again. Trading overnight in the grains has been negative. At the moment, December KC wheat's down a nickel at 566, December corn down 3 cents at 408 and 3 quarters, while November soybeans are 10 cents lower at 10.32 and a quarter. November crude oil, 88 cents lower at $70.68. December gold's up $2.70 at $2,679.70. December S&P, 4.25 points lower at $5,787.75. December dollar index, 6 cents higher at $100.21. And December Dow Jones futures are down 11 points at 42,586. For commodity trade, trading, ag marketing, or managed trading programs. Contact Lefford Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Tom, it seems it was Monday or just a couple of days ago, you and I were talking about farm safety and the, you know, the combines and tractors on the roadways and whatnot. Kansas Highway Patrol had put out a statement cautioning about that. Well, Monday night, we had a terrible accident up on in Republic County where a man was on his tractor going down the road and a semi hit him from behind, and it was a fatal accident. And I don't know, but it seems to me if you're driving a semi, you could see a tractor, but who knows what the conditions were. And it just shows
once. I don't know the details of that situation either. No. I did hear about it. It's a bad situation.
Well, and you just, yeah, you wonder why, how the heck that could happen. But it's just one more reminder that those farm vehicles are going to be out there, and you know, give them a little leeway. Give them a break, for crying out loud. Right?
Exactly.
All right.
Exactly.
What's going on with Tom Leffler this week? Anything exciting? We're at midweek, you know. The weekend looms just a few days from now. What's up?
Well, I'll tell you something. I learned something last night. Patty and I was at a scholarship dinner over at Butler Community College, and we were sitting at the same table as their football punter was, who's from Australia. And I learned all kinds of interesting facts about Australia I did not know.
Really? Did he say,
yes.
Did he say good night, mate, to you?
You know, he never said that, but he did have that accent.
Have an accent? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm, yes. I'm surprised you didn't pick it up. I'd like to hear you in an Australian accent this morning.
I have enough trouble with the English language and everything goes with it.
It's a challenge, huh? Every day, a day challenge. All right, sir. Hey, thank you, sir, and we will check with you again tomorrow morning. That's Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Coming up, Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker. Are you influenced by advertising? Heaven forbid. That's coming up. Stephen Dead in the Morning here on Stephen 10 in the Morning, KNSS, 647 here on a Wednesday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Forecasters say Tropical Storm Helene could become a powerful hurricane as it approaches the Gulf Coast.
Two.
Wichita City Council hears a report on fireworks. And the fourth, one structure fire, 36 injuries, nearly 1,200 complaint calls.
One.
Textron Aviation Machinist Strike enters day three. Three big things, Stephen Ted on KNSS.
E. Cordell and Cordell traffic cameras showing some heavier traffic out there, just in places. Worst on the highways right now here in the Wichita area does seem to be northbound K-15, and that is just short of I-135 there on K-15. Watch out in that area for a slowdown. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jeb Chambers.
Sunny today with a high of 80 degrees. Clear tonight, the overnight low 54. Thursday, sunny. Tomorrow's high, 79. Now a clear sky. North wind at 8 miles per hour. 54 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Another cold case solved with the capture of a man accused of killing a 25-year-old woman in Massachusetts in 1988.
I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute. It's been more than three decades since police found 25-year-old Karen Taylor dead in a Roxbury, Massachusetts apartment. But now police say they found her killer. On May 27, 1988, Taylor's three-year-old daughter answered the phone when her grandmother called, telling her mom was sleeping and she couldn't wake her up. Taylor's mother found her daughter's body face down in a pool of blood. She had been stabbed 15 times. Near her body were some clothes, cigarettes, and a paycheck made out to the man who's now accused of killing her. 65-year-old James Holloman pleaded not guilty to first-degree murder charges last week. Last year, detectives saw him spit on the ground outside his Dorchester home and collected DNA from the sample. It matched DNA found on the objects at the crime scene. Holloman had previously claimed to officials that he hadn't seen Taylor for weeks before her murder, but recently allegedly admitted to seeing her the day before her death. He's now being held without bail. There's more on this story at foxnews.com. Subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast with Emily Campagno. I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute.
Another strong finish on Wall Street Tuesday.
Stocks edging higher on optimism the economy can make a soft landing, big tech and cyclical stocks leading today's bounce. The Dow higher by 83, the S&P 500 up 14, the Nasdaq rising 100 points. Material and mining stocks surging after China's central bank unveiled the most aggressive stimulus plan since the pandemic. Meanwhile, here in the U.S., Federal Reserve Governor Michelle Bowman expressing concerns that inflation remains uncomfortably above the Fed's 2% target. She expressed concerns that upside risks to inflation are still prominent. In New York, Jerry Willis, Fox News.
Are you influenced by advertising? Don Grant, CFE, the Money Tracker, with us this morning. Good morning, Don.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. You know, when I'm online, I often feel like I'm being watched.
Well, you are.
You know, I resent that they are tracking my browsing history and formulating a steady meal of targeted ads and the algorithm that determines that I will, you know, what I'm going to nibble. Do you like that food analogy? Well, how do you react to advertising? Actually, you're nibbling right now. So, Well, according to the Ad Council, in the 1970s, the average American was exposed to 500 to 1600 ads per day. That was in the 70s. That was billboards, magazines, TV, radio, and street signage. By 2022, that number was between 5,000 and 12,000 ads daily.
Wow.
The question is, do they work? I mean, if they're doing that, it must, right? Well, apparently, yes. Meta, the parent company of Facebook, made more than $120 billion last year by reaching 2.3 billion people. I'd like to say that I am not influenced by those kinds of ads, but I look at it as news. I hear about it, you know, something and I want, that I want or need in an ad. You know, I may reach out and explore that product or service, then possibly spend money on it. Having been in television and in radio for a few decades, I embrace advertising. Ad revenues drive several industries. An open marketplace embraces the tenets of capitalism that tell us that that if we can make a great product and get the word out, then we can make some money. Well, that money creates jobs, tax revenues, and opportunities. Heck, advertising revenues allow me to deliver financial education through my Money Tracker reports. Heck, that doesn't mean I like being bombarded with advertising. The biggest pet peeve when I use the internet is on the phone. I get on a page, I want to begin reading, but every 2 seconds, a pop-up flips on the screen. I try to find the X to close it, and I inevitably click somewhere that it takes me to the advertiser's page. Yeah. It's like trying to swat flies with a toothpick. Well, are you influenced by advertising? You may think that you aren't, but unless you live in a cave, I'd say that you may spend money on things that you may not have without a message coming out from somewhere. But hey, you're helping support great programming like the Steve and Ted Show on KNSS. And of course, if you have any questions, give me a call over at Saber Wealth. The number is 267-0600, and that's an ad.
We sure hope that, we sure hope it works. By the way, I'm drinking some Prairie Fire coffee this morning.
Is it in your, what's that mug?
That's a Vornado cup there. From
your Vornado mug?
There's, you've been exposed to one more commercial there. Today is National Comic Book Day.
Oh, that's funny.
Honoring the art, artists, and stories of comic books, fans, collectors, readers, and artists come together to celebrate the day with events across the country. First popularized in the United States, comic books are also called comic magazines.
Uh-huh.
Favorites when you were growing up. I got a list here. How about Mad?
Oh, I love Mad Magazine.
And it's cheap knockoff Cracked.
Yeah.
Ever see Cracked?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Superman. Batman. These were the ones my brothers and I liked. I really like Beetle Bailey for some reason. Like him a lot.
Yeah.
You guys want to chime in there with the favorite comic book? I'm going to say Ted never... He never read comic books.
He only had a kid.
Giant book.
But I never
Richie
thought
Rich,
of,
Casper the Friendly Ghost.
Yeah, you
Casper.
See, I like those two and Archie. You know, Archie, for a while, yeah. but I you know they were never really funny to me.
No, not funny.
They're not. I wouldn't. Why do they call them comic books? You know, I mean, Batman is not a comic.
Pretty serious stuff.
Comedy. It's more like a, just like reading a book with pictures kind of thing. Okay. Storybooks might be better. Illustrated storybooks.
Illustrated magazines.
There you go.
There you go. Okay.
Now, Mad Magazine was a comic book.
Yeah, that was a satiric.
Yeah, it had a little bit of cartoons in there, but for the most part, it was. Did Mad have the Spy versus Spy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
They take the popular movie.
Oh.
And their artists were so good at coming so close at the way the actual actors looked.
Like The Godfather or something.
The substitute line here and there. And
the movie parodies were the best.
Movie parodies were absolutely great.
You know, publishing in that format is all but gone away.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, we were trying to find some, you know, just like Food and Wine or magazines or something like that. You can still find them, but first of all, they're like $18. You know, but I mean, are they still making, they're still making comic books. Are they still making Mad Magazine? Do you know?
I don't know. I have no idea. I've sort of outgrown it.
Oh, have you?
Yeah.
Have you really?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, gentlemen. Coming up 7 o'clock, top of the hour.
There are still some jokes in Mad from the '70s that me and my brothers still exchange to each other.
Really?
I mean, some of that stuff has lasted for 50 years.
What is it? What?
There's one from Return of the Jedi or Luke is, you know, some idiot covered him in animal guts.
Oh,
there's some picture of Luke Skywalker dangling there. We're still laughing about that 50 years later.
All right. There you go. Mad Magazine. Coming up, 7 o'clock, top of the hour news this morning. Helene is poised to become a big storm. And police share more information on the deputy-involved shooting in South Wichita. Those stories on the way. Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS.
Securities offered through Kestra Investment Services, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Kestra Advisory Services, LLC, an affiliate of Kestra IS. Saber Wealth is not affiliated with Kestra IS or Kestra AS.